The Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, PTI, led government has made hijab mandatory for female students and teachers at coeducational institutions in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, PO-JK. The PO-JK government has issued a notification to this effect in this regard, Samar reported. According to the notification, wearing of the hijab has been made mandatory for female students and teachers at coeducational institutions in PO-JK. Action will be taken against the head of the institution over the violation of the orders, as per the Samar News report. Local journalists have criticized the decision of the Sardar Tanveer-led PTI government. Mariana Babar took to her Twitter handle to criticize the decision and stressed that women should be given a choice. In a tweet, Mariana Babar stated that the PO-JK government has made it mandatory for female students and teachers to wear the hijab in mixed-gender educational institutions. A circular issued on Monday stated, hashtag give women a choice, hashtag stop dictating to women and men. A JK government has made it mandatory for female students and teachers to wear the hijab in mixed-gender educational institutions. A circular issued on Monday stated, hashtag give women a choice, hashtag stop dictating to women and men. Mariana Babar, at Mariana Babar, March 6, 2023. Murtaza Solanki has compared the PTI-led government's decision to the Taliban's. Last year, the Taliban also made it mandatory for female government hijab in public in Afghanistan. Solanki said, first Afghan Taliban broke the shackles of slavery, as declared by Taliban Khan, and now his great deputy has broken the shackles of slavery in PO-JK. First Afghan Taliban broke the shackles of slavery, as declared by Taliban Khan, and now his great deputy, the PM of AJK, has broken the shackles of slavery. pic.twitter.com/wjlk8eek. Murtaza Solanki, at Murtaza Solanki, March 6, 2023. He further said, the toothless dentist, Pak President Arif Alvi, who acts like an activist of the fascist party, must answer how their government is enforcing Taliban rule in Pok. Meanwhile, Pakistan vernacular publication Siasat recently reported that many families have been facing starvation due to the closure of crushing machines and developmental works in several parts of PO-JK, including Muzaffarabad. Siasat reports that thousands of people in PO-JK have lost jobs. Their families are in great distress after sanctions from the Environment and Mineral Resources Departments on developmental and crushing works.